You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm your host, Pepper. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and Pride Industries is working toward creating an inclusive world where people of all abilities have equal access to achieve their employment goals. On the line to discuss is Darilyn Pasdell, VP of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper, for having me.
Darilyn, Pride Industries is relatively new to the San Diego region. Can you tell us some of its history and give us an explanation of what Pride Industries is and what you do?
Absolutely. Yes, we're young in the San Diego area. However, we have nearly six decades of experience to draw upon as we grow in the area. Pride Industries was founded literally in the basement of a church in Auburn, California, which is not too far from our headquarters in Roseville. A group of parents of adults with disabilities saw value in work for their sons and daughters and created personalized jobs for them. They were allowed the dignity of a paycheck. That's grown, and today Pride Industries operates in 15 states plus Washington, D.C. Today we employ 4,000 individuals, and I'm happy to report that about 1,800 of those individuals are people with disabilities. We offer a competitive business model as an employer, and we do this with a positive social impact. Our mission is simple and strong. It's to create employment for people with disabilities.
You're here in part to talk about National Disability Employment Awareness Month, which is October. Can you give us some background on this?
I'd be happy to. The National Disability Employment Awareness Month was established in 1988. It was led by the U.S. Congress, and today it's led by the United States Department of Labor's Office of Disability Employment Policy. Its roots, though, go all the way back to 1945. It really changed in 1962 when it included all types of disabilities. So today it's the opportunity to call attention to one of the most underutilized talent pools in the country, and that is people with disabilities. This month of October is a celebration that reaffirms our commitment to all Americans, but including Americans with disabilities, that they can put their skills and talents to work. And it really is a time to pay tribute to the accomplishments individuals with disabilities whose work helps keep our nation's economy strong. And appropriately named, this year's theme is Access to Good Jobs for All.
The term disability covers a lot of people. Tell us how unique and varied Pride Industries employees are.
I'd love to. All people are unique, but employees with disabilities have individual and unique skills. They have experiences that add diversity and a creative energy. Each person has a set of unique skills to offer that people with disabilities are often viewed through a lens, and they're perceived as they can't do, rather than through a lens of what talents they have. So they tend to be excellent problem solvers. They offer a unique perspective on challenges. And one constant among them is their positive attitude and their desire to want to work and become productive, taxpaying members of an inclusive workforce.
What are some of the challenges people with disabilities face when it comes to finding employment?
The most significant challenge is just being given the opportunity to become face-to-face with an employer to sell their skills. They're underemployed and often unemployed, and they just aren't given the opportunity to sell themselves. They're viewed with an ableist attitude. In other words, people see on paper that they have a disability, and they automatically assume they're counterproductive. It's also difficult for them to access application processes online with the lack of assistive tools or technologies. But employers can easily create environments to remove these barriers. This is what Pride Industries helps them with. We can all become allies and remove the fears that employers have. For example, showing them the skills or teaching them that accommodations are not as difficult as you might think and they don't cost as much money as they might think.
I'm speaking with Darilyn Pasdell, Vice President of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries. What types of employment does Pride Industries find for employees?
You know, it's really a wide range. We offer services for our own contracts from custodial, skilled labor, and manufacturing, all with a strong commitment to including people with disabilities. But we're unique. We also offer paid vocational training, and we assist individuals to find employment in the community with our employer partners. When an individual chooses their career path, we can easily work with them in just about any industry. We partner with many employers in the San Diego area. For example, one of our newest opportunities has been in the hospitality industry.
There are a lot of moving parts under the name Pride Industries. Tell us about your lines of business.
There sure are. Pride Industries offers a variety of opportunities to individuals. As an employer, I mentioned earlier, we employ individuals in diverse fields in three lines of business. We have commercial facilities maintenance, we have government facilities maintenance, and Pride Zone manufacturing, logistics, and supply chain operations. But we also have a workforce inclusion team that works with individuals to find community employment. And we also offer coaching, training, and on-the-job support.
What are some of the local and global companies and organizations that partner with Pride Industries? And tell us what people with disabilities do there.
Sure. In our short time in San Diego, we've developed strong employer partnerships. We have many sites that offer services and employment in small groups where three employees go out with one full-time trainer. A perfect example of where this is working well is at Point Loma University, where we work in the food service industry helping them. We also have a strong relationship with Viejas Casino. They've been a great advocate for people with disabilities, and we partner with them to provide employment opportunities in their casino and housekeeping. And one of my favorite is Soapy Joe's Car Wash. They set the example for an inclusive workplace as well as Home Depot.
Pride Industries has a free bilingual employment helpline specifically for people with disabilities. Can you tell us about that?
I can. We're proud of our hotline, and it's the first ever employment hotline specifically for people with disabilities. It's a unique service offered by Pride Industries that offers personalized support to individuals. Our thought is that the hotline makes employment more accessible for everyone. You can expect a person to answer the phone in live and represent all of the possibilities Pride has to advise them on job services and employment options. And it's catchy. The number is easy to remember, 844-I-AM-ABLE, or if you're mathematical, 844-426-2253.
When companies hire a Pride Industries employee, what kind of support does that employee receive?
Yeah, I mentioned supports earlier. Pride offers individualized support. It can be assistance with training on the job, acclimation to their work environment, communication with peers and supervisors, and it can also include personal supports off the job. For example, support with transportation, helping them schedule through phone apps, helping them budget with their newly found paycheck.
I'm speaking with Darylyn Pasdell, Vice President of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries. What are the benefits of an inclusive workforce?
Benefits really begin with the ability to attract more talent, and inclusivity boosts employee motivation and engagement. Inclusive teams are more satisfied with their job, and they tend to be more solution-oriented. Study after study shows companies that hire people with disabilities outperform those who don't. There are also studies that show companies who employ people with disabilities achieve a higher revenue and greater profits. When you look at people with disabilities, they exemplify tenacity, they problem solve, they persevere through challenges, and they work both on their job skills and personal skills, but also on the team dynamic.
What do companies have to say about the quality and caliber of Pride Industries employees?
Our responses are overwhelmingly positive. I can give a few examples in the San Diego area. Sage IT speaks highly of an employee whom they hired with a disability, saying that she outperforms other individuals and that she's a curve breaker with productivity. Legacy Resort and Spa describes their newest employee with a disability as one of their most conscientious employees with a strong work ethic, and they note he's a joy to work with. They told us that he's the perfect example and that he sets the standard for other associates to follow.
Why should companies consider hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries?
Well, Pepper, America's facing a frontline labor shortage. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce reports that there are approximately 8.2 million job openings in the United States, but they report only 7.2 million people are looking for work. This is good news in that there are millions of qualified, motivated, stellar people with disabilities willing and able to fill those jobs. Studies show that an inclusive workforce is a more productive workforce, as I mentioned earlier. If we look at the hospitality industry, they've reported struggling to find frontline employees. This is a perfect solution.
And how can individuals help support the programs that Pride Industries offers?
The greatest gift is by sharing the story of employing people with disabilities and becoming allies. Contact us and give us someone with a disability the opportunity to work on their team.
How can businesses find out more about hiring people with disabilities through Pride Industries?
We have a wonderful website, and it's a perfect starting point. It's prideindustries.com. We also have a robust business development team ready to work with businesses, and my team ready to work with individuals. We like to tell people we're a social enterprise. We're a social enterprise of employing people with disabilities while delivering business excellence to the public and private organizations.
If someone with a disability who wants to work is listening, or someone knows someone in this situation, what would you say to them?
I would say call Pride Industries. Let us connect you. Let us be that conduit between the employee and the employer. Please call our iEnable hotline at 844-426-2253 so we can guide you in the right direction.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've been speaking with Darrellyn Pasdell, Vice President of Workforce Inclusion at Pride Industries. Anything else you think we should know?
I really appreciate the opportunity to share our story, and I look forward to your listeners taking us up on our offer.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and happy National Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Thank you.